This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden offered his deep appreciation to Kenyan President William Ruto for the coming deployment of Kenyan police officers, 1,000 of them, to help quell gang violence in Haiti. Speaking at the White House Thursday, Biden defended his decision to withhold American forces from the mission in Haiti.
We concluded that for the United States to deploy forces in the hemisphere just raises all kinds of questions that can be easily misrepresented about what we're trying to do and be able to be used by those who disagree with us and against the interest of Haiti and the United States.
The United States has agreed to contribute $300 million to a coming multinational force that will include the Kenyan officers. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the latest on the death of hostages found in Gaza.
Israel's army says the bodies of three more hostages killed on October 7 have been recovered overnight from Gaza. The bodies of Hanan Yablonka, Michelle Nissenbaum, and Orion Hernandez were found and their families have been notified. The army says they were killed on the day of the attack at the Mefel Sim.
The Kremlin called the U.S. announcement fake news and said it would work towards international cooperation.
Israel's army says the bodies of three more hostages killed on October 7 have been recovered overnight from Gaza. The bodies of Hanan Yablonka, Michelle Nissenbaum, and Orion Hernandez were found and their families have been notified. The army says they were killed on the day of the attack at the Mefel Sim intersection and their bodies taken to Gaza. The announcement comes less than a week after the army said it found the bodies of three other Israeli hostages killed on October 7. Israel says around 100 hostages are still captive in Gaza, along with the bodies of around 30 more. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. The top UN National Court on Friday will rule on a plea by South Africa to order a halt to the Israeli military's offensive in Gaza, with Pretoria accusing Israel of genocide. Pretoria has urged the International Court of Justice to order an immediate stop to Israel's campaign, including in the southern area of Rafah, and facilitate access of humanitarian aid. Israel wants the court to toss out the request, arguing an enforced ceasefire would allow Hamas fighters to regroup and make it impossible to recover hostages taken in their October 7th assault. South Korea and Japan announcing on Friday a series of sanctions applied to individuals, organizations, and ships related to Russia's alleged purchase of weapons from North Korea and breach of UN Security Council resolutions. Seoul's foreign ministry said sanctions had been slapped on 7 North Korean individuals, 2 Russian vessels over weapons trade and other activities between Pyongyang and Moscow. Moscow and Pyongyang have denied the accusations but vowed last year to deepen military relations. The U.S. assertion this week that Russia has launched a low Earth orbit satellite capable of inspecting and destroying other satellites prompted a denial from the Kremlin and concern from U.S. lawmakers. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more on the prospect of conflict between the U.S. and Russia in space.
The Kremlin called the U.S. announcement fake news and said it would work towards international cooperation in space.
It will prevent turning space into yet another sphere of armed confrontation.
U.S. lawmakers concerned this is part of broader problems in the U.S.-Russia relationship.
Russia recently launched a counter-space weapon capable of attacking U.S. satellites. War criminal Putin should be deterred as we support our allies.
It just goes to show that, Russia is engaged in very aggressive tactics.
In November 2021, Russia conducted an anti-satellite weapon test, creating an orbital debris field. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
An explosion and fire at a chemical factory in western India killed at least 9 people, dozens more injured, according to authorities speaking on Friday. An administrative official told local media the explosion Thursday in the factory's boiler led to a fire that affected nearby factories and houses in the Thane district. The cause of the explosion is being investigated. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.